One of the most enjoyable sessions at last year's Web 2.0 Summit was Safa Rashti's panel with a variety of teens. This year, Rashti, a managing director for Piper Jaffray, is back with more teens, and this time, he brought their parents as well. This podcast is brought to you by the Intel Software Partner Program. Imagine a world technology leader as your partner, your business partner, your development partner, your marketing partner. Get an advantage in the Intel Software Partner Program. Join today at intel.com/partner. Here's Safa Rashti and his representatives of the desirable demographic and their parents at the Web 2.0 Summit.
It's great to be here again. This conference obviously is growing every year, and it's a great honor to join the conference. I really enjoy this because I'm a true believer. I have two major kind of principles. One is don't write it down, which helped me a great deal during the dot-com problems. And the second one is ask the customer. And it is really in this light that I've been doing these panels, because I think the best way to see what is really going to be working, what will be hot, is to go to actual users and ask them. So since we don't have a lot of time, I'm not going to talk a lot about our philosophy on that. Let me ask the panelists. What we have here is a little bit different from last year. We asked five younger people, from teens to about 20 years old or so, come join us. But also we asked some parents. Some of them are parents of the people, young people who are here. Some of them are not. We wanted to have a mix of younger and adults to tell us how their usage habits differ. So I'm going to ask the panelists to start introducing themselves. The only problem is because of the location, we have Yasmin over there. So why don't we start? Why don't we start with you?
I'm Nick, and I am 15 years old, and I go to California High School in San Ramon, and I'm big on MySpace.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Ryan.
I'm Ryan. I'm a senior at Karma High School in San Carlos, and I do MySpace and Google.
Hi, I'm Remy. I go to John Okano. I'm 16. I'm in the 11th grade, and I'm big on MySpace, too.
Sasha. I'm Sasha. I'm 19 and a sophomore at UC Berkeley, and I like Wikipedia and Facebook, I guess.
My name is Bernadette, and I am a mother of a 14-year-old.
Okay, thank you, Bernadette.
And I'm Sheena, and I'm Ryan's mom.
Okay. Can you also tell us what you do, both of you, please?
I'm a pharmacy technician in a notary public.
Okay. And Bernadette?
I am a customer service supervisor at a medical group here in the city.
Okay. Stacy?
Hi, I'm Stacy. I'm a senior account manager for an employee benefits firm. I'm 38. I have two teenagers, so MySpace monitoring is important. And everything else on the internet.
Okay, Pamela.
Hi, my name is Pamela, and I'm an administrative assistant at a hospital in San Francisco.
Hi, I'm Yasmin Lucky. I'm 19 and go to Holy Names University in Oakland. I work for elementary first graders, and I use Hotmail, Google, and Yahoo.
Okay. All right, thanks, everyone. So as I said, I'm going to start with the adults, and I'm going to start with you, Pamela. Tell us what you do. All of the people here have broadband access, by the way, with the exception of Sheena and her son, who have dial-up through AOL and NetZero. So that's their access. So Pamela, tell us, what do you do in the morning when you get up?
When I get up in the morning, I usually check my email, and sometime I check my banking account, my online banking, and that's pretty much it in the morning.
Do you turn on the radio when they get on? Do you read any newspapers, or do you go to the computer first?
I usually turn on the TV, watch the news there, and if something strikes my interest, I might go to the computer.
Okay. And what else do you do online? We were talking earlier, you said you do a bunch of things beyond just...
I order groceries online, Safeway, Albertsons. I go to Craigslist, and I, depending on what I want, I might research something on that. Mm-hmm. And also Let's see what else I do.
Where do you go for searching when you want to search something?
Google's. Yeah, that's my main searcher engine.
Do you ever go to any other search engine? Do you ever go to any other search site?
No, I don't.
Mm-mm. Okay. Okay, so what I'm also going to do is ask some questions from all of the panelists here, again, in the interest of time, and since we have a large panel here. How many of people in here have Google as their main search engine? That's, you go there first. Okay, so Sheena, what is your main search engine?
Ask.com.
Can you use a mic, please?
Oh, it's ask.com.
Why do you like ask?
The reason I like ask is because I can put a question in without having to have keywords. So okay. If I don't know exactly what I'm looking for, but I have a question to ask, it can come up with different things.
Okay. Who in here uses both Yahoo and Google? Okay. So, Stacy, tell us why you use both of them and how do you use it?
It's actually more accidental. I have a toolbar that has Google and Yahoo right next to each other. So if I happen to put my cursor... Sorry.
People pay big money to get you to do that, actually. It's not so accidental.
I know.
Sometimes $1 billion, but go ahead.
My preferred search engine is Google, and for no other reason other than habit.
Okay. Anyone else who uses both Google and Yahoo? Sheena.
I do. I like Yahoo for maps. If you're looking for someone, if you're searching to find someone, you can find it on Yahoo. You'd say you can Google people and find them, but on Yahoo you can actually find phone numbers. You can find information on how to find addresses, maps, things that are good for Yellow Pages, those type of things it comes up with really easily, whereas Google, you can put in a keyword, you can find something maybe that you're looking for, but Yahoo's much better for searching for people, addresses, and places.
Okay, Sasha?
Well, with Google, you could do Google Earth also, so you might want to
Google
look
Earth.
Into that if you've heard of it, I don't know.
How many people know what Google Earth is here? Okay, just the two of you. All right, anyone else who's using Yahoo Search? What do you use Yahoo?
Sometimes I use it when I use Google because most of the time our school only wants us to use Google. So it might be a few different sites on Yahoo, but yeah, the main thing is Google.
Okay, this has been going to be a bit more difficult question. Those of you who were using Yahoo, are you using it less now or more or about the same amount? Think about a year ago or so. Has there been any change? More?
More.
Why do you use Yahoo more?
Because of the games. It's the only thing that my school doesn't block out. So.
Yahoo games. Okay, great. All right. Are there any other search engines that you have heard of? Does MSN have a search engine?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Anyone else knows that MSN has? Who doesn't know MSN has a search engine? Bernadette, you were kind of MSN. Okay.
I didn't know that they had a search engine. I usually go to MSN when I want to read the news.
Okay. What about you, Nick?
I did not know MSN.
Okay. Does AOL have a search engine?
Yes.
Okay. Everyone knows AOL is a search engine? Okay. Okay. Let's move on from search to video. And again, I want to stay, some of the topics I'll ask everyone, but for now I want to stay with the adults. Do you watch any movies or TV clips or any video online? And if so, where do you go? Anyone can start.
YouTube.
I'm going to come back to you guys, not yet.
YouTube.
Definitely YouTube. YouTube is it.
Okay. How much time do you think you spend on YouTube?
In an average day, or I'd probably say a better average was is a week. Three hours. I know. Yeah, MySpace just got video.
Yeah.
That's getting really popular now. But you can research old TV programs and just really bizarre stuff on YouTube.
Okay, Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah, me and my friends go to the library after school, and we just like sit there and watch like music videos and funny stuff that they like post on the main page. So we could do that for like 2 or 3 hours a day.
What did you do before YouTube with those 2 or 3 hours? Homework?
We didn't really watch videos before that, like online. Yeah.
Okay. Anywhere else? Who does anyone know about YouTube? Okay, so we have Pamela who didn't know about YouTube. And Bernadette, had you heard but you haven't used it?
I've heard of it, but I haven't used it, no.
Okay. Where else do you go other than YouTube? Anywhere else you go to watch TV? Yeah?
Google Video,
okay. Sasha?
I download it.
Way to go.
Not legally, I guess. Well, there's this thing called either Shakespeare for Macs or DC++ for PCs, where if you're on the school network, you log into it and then you can download from other users.
So wait a minute. Sharing. Your school has a system that lets you download things, actually? Nice school.
No,
yeah. All right, who else? Somebody raise their hand. Sheena.
I go to Cron 4 and I watch the news and I watch different things. They're also on ABC. I've watched different shows that I've missed, like Lost and different things like that.
Okay. Do any of you pay to either download or watch anything online? Would you pay like a buck to watch an episode of Lost?
Yes.
No.
If I missed it, I would, yes.
Okay.
I have on iTunes.
You have on iTunes, okay.
I would never do that.
Brenda, you wouldn't even pay a buck to watch Lost?
No, I pay too much for cable.
Right on, okay. How about if it's free, but you're going to have to watch an ad before it?
No.
Do you even like Lost? No, no.
No, I don't.
Okay. Go ahead, Sasha.
Well, on ABC, they do have, like, if you miss a show that they offer, then you can watch the full episode, and they're, like, it's limited commercials. And I love that. I do that all the time. It's even better than downloading illegally.
Okay, let's just kind of switch back to the kids. You watch any videos? You use YouTube?
Yeah, I use YouTube for BMX videos. I also use BMX Plus. It's a magazine. They have it online. I look up BMX videos and stuff like that.
Well, did you say, somebody said they go to Google Video. Do you go to Google Video?
Yeah, I go to Google Video.
Okay. Do you go to Yahoo Video?
No, I don't.
Okay. What else do you watch? Do you download anything?
I don't download anything.
Why not? It's kind of fun. Everybody does it.
Yeah, but it's not my computer, so I don't have the right to do that, I guess. Not allowed to.
Okay. If you had your computer, would you download?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I knew I'd get to that finally. Okay. I'm going to rattle off some names of websites and other things, and I want you to tell me, which one you know, and then if you like it, if you use it, and so forth. So we talked about YouTube. Skype. How many people know what Skype is? Raise your hands. Just two people. Okay. Do you use it? Sasha, use it?
When I was abroad, it's a lot cheaper to use Skype to talk to people from back home.
Okay. Sheena, who raised her hand? It was you? Okay. Stacy?
I try using it. I keep trying to use it. We have a contact. We have a friend over in China that we try to use it with, and it rarely works for that. Just sound quality and that sort of thing.
So, Stacy, how long have you been on internet? Because you're using fairly advanced things, but you told me that your computer is only about 1 year that you have had it at your home. So until a year ago, you didn't have computer at home to connect internet, right?
No, I have actually had a PC for quite a while. I think that was...
For how long? Okay.
7, 8 years.
Okay.
Okay. I've been on the internet, though, for pretty much when dial-up came out. I would sneak on it. At work, just to see what it was about, and then would close out real quick. But actively, probably 5 years.
Okay. Craigslist. Obviously, everyone here uses it. They like it. Yelp. Have you heard of it? No. Okay. TripAdvisor. Judy's List. I may make up some of these things, so you don't know. I can't read my handwriting here. Okay, how about blogs? How many of you know what a blog is? Everyone knows what a blog is now, okay. How many of you read a blog regularly? Where do you read it? Ryan, you.
MySpace and ultimateguitar.com.
Ultimate Guitar, okay. Do you write blogs too?
Do I what?
Do you write any blogs?
Oh, yeah. They help me when I'm trying to learn new stuff on my guitar, like the music blogs.
Okay. Who else reads blogs? Tell me where you read them, Stacy.
Mainly MySpace, and I'm a freelance photographer, so photography websites all the time.
Do you also write any blogs?
Absolutely.
Okay. Anyone else wants to talk about blogs?
I read them generally on MySpace.
Okay. Okay. What's uploading?
It's where you can put stuff onto the internet from your computer.
Okay. Anyone else knows what uploading is? You all, okay. Have you uploaded, who has uploaded anything, whether it's, okay, so Sheena, what have you uploaded?
Pictures.
Where do you upload them to?
Well, I have a Yahoo and also on AOL. I've done both.
Okay, to share with others or to just
share
store them in there?
No, I share them and I also store them on Yahoo.
How do you print them? Do you print pictures through an internet service or you just take them out to somebody on...
I print them at home.
You print them at home. How about the other people? How do you print your pictures?
I have a printer at home that I do that.
Me too.
Anyone uses anything like a Shutterfly or some of these online services? Do you know what a Shutterfly is?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's talk about a couple of companies I want to mention. And I just want to get your opinions about them. What do you think about the company? What services they have? Are they really cool? Are they really useful for you? Whatever, however you feel about them. So let's talk about Yahoo first. And I'm going to ask pretty much everyone this question, but if you can, try not to be impacted by what other person says. So why don't we start? I'm going to start with the adults first. Let's start with Pamela. Yahoo. What do you think of Yahoo?
I think it's great.
What do you use? What kind of Yahoo services do you use?
Let's see, the horoscopes.
Okay. Use Yahoo News. Use Yahoo News, for instance, Yahoo Finance, any of the other ones?
Sometime.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyone here uses Yahoo Mail? Okay. How about Gmail? Okay. We'll come back to the mail question too. Okay. Anything else you want to add about Yahoo?
Yahoo Groups.
Yahoo Groups. Anyone here using Yahoo Groups or Yahoo 360? Okay. Okay. Anyone else? Who wants to talk about Yahoo? Stacey, go ahead.
To me, Yahoo is a trusted name. It's been around for a long time. I use it for mail, news, the occasional accidental search. uploading photos, storing photos. I have an SBC Global account, so I get kind of a large mailbox. Email, if I didn't say that already.
Okay. Remy, you wanted to say something about Yahoo.
I was going to say Yahoo is silly. It's more like on the fun side. It's kind of like my play email where I just send pictures to put on MySpace. I don't really take Yahoo seriously for like business and stuff like that.
Okay. All right, who else wants to talk about Yahoo? Sheena.
They do have the best games. I have a 7-year-old daughter, and they have the best games, easy for her to play, also educational.
Okay. Yasmin, Yahoo.
I like Yahoo because it has launch music and videos, and they have great games, and I can scan my email before I actually check it, and I read the headlines of the news.
Okay, Sasha?
I used to use Yahoo maybe like 5 years ago or so, but since then I've switched to Google and I haven't really gone back.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Google. How do you feel about Google as a company, not just a search engine? Go ahead.
It seems more like a friend.
More like
I'd be friends of Google if it was a person.
Friend, okay. What about their products? Do you like them? I mean, do they sometimes work or not work? They have a bunch of different products beyond search engine. Have you used anything else like Maps, Google, Gmail?
Oh, yeah, I use the Gmail. It's easy, user-friendly.
Okay.
That's about all.
Nick?
I like Yahoo, or Google Video a lot. It's easy to use, so yeah, user-friendly.
Well, what do you think about Google as a company?
I like it. It's big. It's well-known, so if you talk about it with your friends, very well-known.
Which company would you trust more, Google or Yahoo?
Google.
I would say Yahoo.
Yahoo. Okay.
I'm 50-50.
Okay. Well, let's finish the Yahoo.
What about it?
How about you, Bernadette? Yahoo or Google? Which one would you trust?
Well, I generally go to Yahoo as a last resort, but I've been to the Google facility, and it's kind of cool, and that's my preferred search engine.
Okay. Okay, what about Microsoft? What do you think of the company Microsoft? Forget about even MSN. Do you trust them?
I like the Xbox. So,
yeah. Xbox, okay. What else do you like about Microsoft?
That's it.
I like Microsoft Office.
Microsoft Office?
Word. Okay. I really like Word.
Okay. You mean among many choices you have for Office? Okay.
I actually like the little characters. I'm sorry, when you go to Microsoft,
yeah.
The Office Works, they have the little characters. Mm. And so the lady in the car is kind of...
That's cool. I like that one too, yeah. It's just slows you down sometimes. Yeah. Okay, anyone else feeling about Microsoft?
I still haven't seen their search engine.
You know, Yasmin was in one of my panels in San Diego, and that's where I first asked the question, who knows about Microsoft Search? How often do you use it? I didn't even ask. And then Yasmin said, I didn't even know they had a search engine. So she has just learned that. Okay, let's move on from Microsoft to Overstock.
Who?
Overstock? Have you ever, what it is? Have you bought anything?
I like their shoes. I buy a lot of shoes from...
Let's talk about where you shop online. How much do you buy online and where do you buy?
Well, if I can, I generally go online to search the stores, and if I can avoid paying a shipping cost, I'll just go to the store and get it.
And which, you go to the store's website, you mean?
Right.
Okay. What about eBay? You use eBay?
I used to.
What, you used to?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you use it anymore?
Well, because I collect smiley faces. So what I go on for, I've kind of bought all the stuff that's on there that I can find that's related to what I'm looking for.
Okay. Remy, you use eBay. Why?
For concert tickets. Place the best bid and then wait. That's the only thing.
Okay. Who else uses eBay? Sheena?
I like to look on there. I like to go antique shopping and buying old vintage stuff. And when I go on eBay, I can find what it's actually selling for and what it's worth. And I can find a lot of information, too, on the product.
Sasha?
I like to sell my books on eBay, actually, from college, because we get really screwed over with the prices that colleges offer. Mm-hmm. And if you sell it back to the school, then you're going to get maybe like 40% that you paid for originally. And on eBay, you get a lot more. That's better.
Okay, where else do you shop? Amazon. Who goes to Amazon? Okay, what do you buy on Amazon? Sheena, let's start.
Books, CDs, DVDs, mostly media type things.
Have you bought other things beyond these things in there?
Like not clothing? At Amazon. I've bought things at Overstock.com, though. I've bought a lot of things there, from clothes to electronics. And.
Who has bought electronics, clothing, or something else from Amazon here? What did you buy?
CDs.
No, that's kind of the music stuff I'm talking about. Okay, nothing else. So if you want to buy some tennis shoes or something like that, where would you go? And if I ask you to buy online, where would you go?
Yeah, like Foot Locker or I only wear Vans pretty much, so I'd probably go to Vans.com.
Okay. Now, what if you want to buy something and you don't know where to buy it from? What would you do in that case?
Search engine.
Search?
Google.
What about these shopping comparison sites? Have you used something like shopping.com? Have you heard of that?
MySimon I used.
Use MySimon? Okay. Okay, I want to spend a little bit more time with the younger people now about what they use. So let's talk about instant messaging. Do you use instant messaging? I am?
Not really. I used to on AOL because my best friend lives in Brooklyn, but I don't have AOL anymore.
How about you, Remy?
I use it pretty much all day. I leave it on.
Which one do you use?
AOL. Okay. AIM.
Okay.
And I use it all day. Talk to my friends.
How about you?
I use AIM a lot. I like to talk to my friends, too.
Yasmin?
I use all three.
You use all three of them? Which are AIM?
Yahoo and MSN.
Okay. Sasha?
I use AIM and MSN.
Okay. Have any of you heard about Google's IM, Gtalk?
They keep making stuff I never heard of.
Okay. So what do you do on instant messaging? Do you simply just talk? Do you share files? How long do you... Yeah, go ahead.
I talk, and I sometimes send my friends music videos and pictures.
How much time do you think you spend on instant messaging? And I understand some of that time you may be doing other things too, but overall, how much time do you think you spend?
Actually talking to people, probably about 2 or 3 hours a day.
2 to 3 hours a day?
Yeah.
Okay, what about you, Sasha?
Well, we were talking about Skype earlier, yeah. And I just got a MacBook that has the included video camera on the very top of it. Mm-hmm. So rather than using Skype lately, I've been using that if I want to talk to people abroad because they have that like chat thing through AIM. Mm-hmm. So that's been really helpful. And I use you can send files and whatever else that you want, and it's actually really fast now. So.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Yasmin? How much time do you spend on IM and how do you use it?
I probably say an hour a day, and mostly through AIM. I make my friend download music from LimeWire, and then I make her send it to me so I don't have to download it. And then and then through Yahoo, it's mostly just talking, and MSN is usually talking too.
Okay. All right, let's go to MySpace.
Woo!
All right. Let me see. One of you, Ryan, you described MySpace in an interesting way when we're talking. What do you think MySpace is to you?
MySpace is like on Christmas morning when you go downstairs and there's the presents under the tree. Because when I sign on, I'm like, and I see I have a new message or a new friend request or a new comment, it's like, ta-ta. And I'm like so happy. I can't wait to see who it is or what it is, what they have to say to me.
Is Ross still here? Yeah. Okay, just to do a show of hand again, how many people use MySpace here or have a page on it? Okay, so pretty much everyone except Sheena and Pamela. Okay, well, let's start with you, Bernadette. How do you use MySpace? And you said you recently started, I think, right?
I recently started because my son told me I wasn't with it, so he kind of showed me how to get a page. But I also realized that my 14-year-old son is 17 on MySpace.
Audience question? Okay, I'll come to audience question too, sure. Okay. Who else? Let's talk about Remy, your MySpace. How do you use MySpace and how much time do you spend on it?
Wow. I don't know. I get in so much trouble because my mom comes in there like, get off the computer, you have to go to school the next day because it's so time-consuming, like fixing up your profile so the background and the pictures and everything so you can have a new page to show for the next day so all your friends can be like, oh, I like your MySpace, it's nice. So I spend a lot of time on MySpace. Like, that's not an everyday thing, but 2 hours on MySpace.
You spend 2 or 3 hours on MySpace, and you spend another... Well, you don't spend much time on IM, I guess, you said.
No, not really.
How much time do you spend on MySpace, Ryan?
Probably about 3 hours a day. Well, I leave it on all day. I leave it minimized, and then I pop it up and click on home and check and see what I got.
Okay. How about you, Nick?
Probably 2 to 3 hours a day. Checking my, making sure my profile is good. And, yeah.
Okay. I have some other questions, but I also want to intermix other questions in the audience. How are we going to ask the questions? Do they have mics or do they just shout them? Okay. Yeah. They don't need to sleep. Okay. I can't see much, but if there are people who want to ask questions, just line up, and I'm going to keep asking until I hear someone say, oh, there's someone here. Go ahead.
I'm Michael Jensen, National Academy Press. I'm wondering how many of you guys actually read, like, books online. Do you ever read anything that is in print?
I read, what are they called? The little, where they shorten the chapters to the books. I don't actually read the books.
Cliff notes?
Spark notes.
Cliff notes, that sort of thing? Like summaries notes? Of Shakespeare, so you don't have to read the play?
Yeah. The day before it's due.
Okay, next question.
Salim Ismail. I have a question for each of the panelists. If you could add one product or service to the internet that would help your day-to-day life, what would it be?
Great, thank you. Yeah, that was my...
If I go on for an hour, I should get paid like $5 for an hour.
Minimum wage.
Okay, great. Other than the access cost, what else?
People finder. I mean, you know, usually if you try to find someone, it'll send you to a website where you have to pay to find someone. And, you know, if I could do it free, then I wouldn't bother paying for it.
What else? Anyone else has a favorite that's not on there?
I would say that security is a big deal for me, not only for my kids. I have two teenagers at home, but also banking security is a huge issue, and spam. And actually, I've been a victim of identity theft online, so it's even a bigger issue.
Okay, let's go back to the site.
Raphael Lebron, I had a question about browser choice. If you can just do a quick poll on Firefox or IE or Opera Safari.
What's the browser?
Firefox.
Everyone knows what the browser is? Okay, what is your browser then?
I prefer Firefox because there's more security. I like the firewalls and all the updates you can put on, like weather, like down in the bottom screen, and news updates and all that stuff. And you can change the skin of your browser too, which I like.
Okay. Ryan?
Internet Explorer.
Okay. Are you choosing Internet Explorer or Firefox or the other ones, or it just happens to be there and you've used it?
Oh, no, I use that one. My mom uses the Mozilla Firefox.
Okay, but you don't like Firefox?
No. She set it up, the cookies up weird. I don't know how to do it.
Okay, it's your mom then. Okay. Remy, do you know what browser you use?
I like Internet Explorer. That's all I use.
Okay.
Firefox.
Let's keep going.
Internet Explorer.
I've actually changed to Opera recently instead of Firefox. I was having too much problems with the Firefox, so I've actually went to Opera.
Opera. All right. Okay.
Firefox.
Internet Explorer.
Okay. Well, this is interesting. I bet you 2 years ago, most of the panelists wouldn't have known what the browser is.
It's true, because I was confused at first.
Okay, let's go back to this side.
Safa, this is Dave McClure, 500 Hats. This is by far the best session, both last year and this year. Keep doing it and ask John for another 15 minutes. Put some seniors on a panel next year, too. That would be great. I'd love to know the time you guys spend online communicating to other people, maybe how much time you spend in email versus IM, and then do you have cell phones, and how much time do you spend using cell phones versus those others? Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
I use my cell phone like every day, all day. I text everything in class.
What do you use it for?
Huh?
What do you use it for? You text?
To text and talk.
Okay.
And then for the internet, email. Usually my email's open all the time because I get distracted when I'm going to do an email. And then I like go use the bathroom and then I go dance and then I go to someone else's room and they come back and it's still up. So I'm not finished. So that's like all day thing. And then for IMing, it's like an hour.
Okay. Anyone else? How do you use cell phone on your time among email and other things? Go ahead.
I use the cell phone and I also use the cell phone to text to emails. Also, and then I also receive emails from my children on through the cell phone. But I talk on the cell phone every day. I think I use it for hours, but equally I use it as much for the computer just as much for emails. I spend more time with email than instant messaging because I don't have that many people to IM, but just as equal.
I generally use my email at work when I'm ever in front of a computer. I generally use my text messaging because I don't have free calls until after 9. So I text, and that's generally free. So usually, for the most part, it's email. And then once my minutes are available, I use the phone as well.
Okay. Stacey?
I have a sidekick, so I am the kids' email, web browsing, phone, the whole, it's all the time.
Okay, so everybody uses email and cell phone. Let me just quickly ask a kind of a corollary to this question. Do you use internet to kind of read news? I don't mean just check what's happened, like election results, but actually read longer articles. Most of you said you don't watch TV except the kids or movies. But you know, the same way that you would use a magazine or a newspaper or TV, do you think any of you use internet in that way at all? Right.
On AOL, when it first comes up and you sign on, it has like the top stories, and sometimes I check those out, or I go to BBC.com if I'm doing like a research for something.
Okay. Who else? Sasha.
I have widgets on my computer, so I put BBC.com, and it scrolls through all like the latest headlines and checks by hour. And I also have like my weather there too. So if I want to read the full article, I just click on it, and it goes straight to the page on BBC.com.
Anyone else?
I generally read the news online, so I get a good laugh when I get a soliciting call asking me if I want to subscribe to the newspaper. I hang up. And, you know.
Okay. Which side are we on? I forgot.
This side.
This side, okay.
Ian Kennedy from Yahoo. I just wanted to ask participants about online advertising.
Yep.
Which advertisements do you recall and were compelling, and have you ever clicked on an advertisement?
That's a great question. Yeah, if I may, just let me rephrase it slightly. Do you remember the last advertisement you saw the last time you were online? Go ahead.
Actually, there's the advertisements like where they like, squeeze the baby, and like usually, like you play like the little games, and they get you to click on it, and pop it back comes up.
What's the company or product? Do you remember, or just the baby?
Just travel companies and stuff.
Tribal Fusion.
Tribal Fusion. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else? What is the? Go ahead.
Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else remembers any other brand?
Like people for the Yahoo personals, all that stuff.
Okay. Okay, I think that I'm getting the mark that we're out of time. I thought we had 45 minutes, but I think we only have 30 minutes. Are we out of time?
No, you've
gone. Are we? Okay, well, we're having fun here. Okay, well, I'd like you to just join me in thanking our great panel. See you next year.
Safa Rashti and his representatives of the desirable demographic and their parents at the Web 2.0 Summit. This podcast is brought to you by the Intel Software Partner Program. Imagine winning new customers with a world technology leader as your partner. Create maximum impact and win new customers as a member of the Intel Software Partner Program. Target attractive high-growth markets through partner initiatives. Build awareness of your solutions with innovative sales campaigns and stimulate sales through participation in the channel marketplace. From strategic planning and product development to marketing and sales, membership in the Intel Software Partner Program brings you new opportunities to benefit every aspect of your business. Are you ready to maximize your marketing and sales opportunities? Join the Intel Software Partner Program today at intel.com/partner.